Hello?
Hi, may I please speak to Alyssa?
Yes, who's speaking?
It's Melissa calling from Family First Care.
Hi, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm over here identical now.
Oh, you went, oh, perfect. Okay, because I know that you had spoken to Monica and also Dina in regards to switching over to our agency.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just wanted to just go through everything because I know that you guys are currently working with an agency, correct?
No, the agency that we was with, basically we left last Wednesday. So we're basically, right now, we're unpaid with the agency. So we've been trying to make sure we get paid because we're not getting paid. So,
wait, but why would they, I'm so confused. Why would they say that you aren't with them since last Wednesday? Did the patient request to stop services?
No, the agency was rude as hell and like hung up in our ear and was rude to me and the patient. So they just basically, they said, oh, basically it was just a lot of confusion. And what happened was we reached out to the coordinator, and the coordinator is the one that was been dragging along. That's why I said I'm about to file a complaint on everybody because they were supposed to already put paperwork in for us to place somewhere else. And what is this noise? Oh my god. It's like a fire truck next to this agenda ago. But so it was just a lot of confusion with the other agencies. And my daughter that takes care of Yolanda, she wound up going back to the agency that she had before. And they said that they would take her back and start her tomorrow. Because they already have her paperwork and they got her all her stuff already. Because she already worked for the company, but she only worked like part-time for them here and here to fill in. So all her, like, they already got like her, the TB, they got all of that stuff. So she actually just transitioned easily because she already worked for the company. So she's just like, I'm going to just take the hours over here because I'm already there. I don't got to do fingerprint. I don't got to do nothing all over again.
Okay, that makes sense. Because that's what I was going to explain, that, you know, as much as we would love for it to start tomorrow, the reason, I guess, the service coordinator switched it was because since you guys are, I'm not sure, because I hadn't looked deep into the case, it's just that we still need the documents. So let's say, for example, if the service coordinator were to have sent the authorization for tomorrow, we still won't be able to pay you because we're still missing a couple of things. So that's what I wanted to clarify. So then how do you want to proceed? They're supposed to send the authorization to start for the 3rd. So I don't know. But it's weird
That's with Yolanda. That's not with my case should be different. Because my service coordinator was like, she already sent it. And she already put in the last day for the agency that I was with. Because I'm still getting, like, I was still getting paid and still on the clock with them. But
correct.
The fact that they were nasty with us, with her case, I'm like, well, I'm leaving too. You're not going to treat my family wrong.
No, 100%. So, but they should still be paying you up until the agency switch. It's what I was also trying to clarify.
Well, that's what I need to figure out because we gave them the last day was today. So today after I clock in, I'm supposed to be clocking in with your agency tomorrow.
So the authorization, well, we don't even have it, and I think they put it for the 3rd.
Is that
so
for
that
Lisa
you have,
Martina?
This one is for...
Because I'm trying to make sure that we're on the same page.
Oh, you're right. You're right. You're right. You're right. Okay. So this... it's going to get tricky because we did receive the authorization to start for tomorrow, but then you're not compliant, meaning we're still missing your documents. Is there any way that you can send us everything like ASAP?
Well, that's why I'm over here at Identico in the middle of, I got a bunch of stuff to do, but I'm trying to do this because she said that as long as I get this done, I should be fine.
Okay. So let me follow up with HR, but you were able to send your IDs and all your other stuff?
Oh, you know what? I can do that right now. I forgot about that because I had an appointment with Yolanda's service coordinator. So, like, basically, I'm managing both. So, Yolanda's service coordinator, we had a meeting. So, she just left our house. So, I couldn't do nothing until she left. Like, so right now, we got Yolanda in the car with us. I got my daughter. Then, you know, we're working and we're not even getting paid. But my thing is, it still has to be done. This is what's making me angry is, like, why everybody dragging their feet? This should have been done already. I contacted Yolanda's service coordinator last Wednesday.
Wow.
So as of last Wednesday, this is now another Wednesday. This is a week. And she's just coming out today, and she wasn't. That's why I told her today, either her. I was like, I'm going to file a complaint, and we're going to switch I don't want you to be the service coordinator no more. I'm taking you off. I'm going to file a complaint with your supervisor. So put our paperwork in, but the fact that this is dragging out is a problem for me because the service coordinator that I got from my mom, she does her job. When I reached out to her Wednesday, she took us right off. She took us right in and filed our stuff already.
Yeah,
so that's what I'm like. It's two different service coordinators. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to request to get the service coordinator, Anaya, that's on my mom's case, on my sister's case. Because Anaya does her job.
Yeah, I was like, wow, we got this all fast. I was shocked.
Yeah, no, she is because I told her I was filing a complaint against her. So now she's like, but no. I'm like, I'm already going to do it because you didn't do your job.
Wow.
And this is why, I don't like that. I do my job. I expect you to do yours.
No, 100%.
Yeah. So, and that wasn't on us that the agency was acting the way they were acting.
That's insane.
So, yeah, it's definitely insane. But moving forward, like I said, complete. The agency that my daughter and my sister is going, they already working on fixing everything. For my mom, like I said, Anaya, it's already there. Like, she already told me that she was working on that a few days ago when I finally told her who I was going to go with. So,
okay.
Like I said, I'm at Identical right now. I'm just waiting my turn. And while I'm sitting here, I can send the other stuff because I got it now.
Okay, perfect. So do you want me to have our HR team resend it to you just in case?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, I'll have her resend it.
All right.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.